Couple Next Door, Tuesday, July 15, script number 142. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Now you hurry up and get dressed, Betsy. I've got to wake Daddy up.
Daddy's awake.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Good morning. How do you feel?
I feel just fine, thank you.
Oh, you don't think maybe you ought to just go to the hospital, do you?
No, I don't,
be
dear.
There?
Look, this baby might not come for another week, dear.
But it was due yesterday.
Well, stop worrying about it, honey. I'm not.
No, I'm not worrying. I mean, it's just,
Now, get dressed. Aunt Martha apparently has breakfast all going. I smell some fresh rolls or muffins or something.
Yeah.
Something's frying. And if she's using the electric fry pan, I just hope she doesn't dump that into the dishwasher the way she did the coffee pot last night. You better take it with you today and get a new heating element.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I asked her to come. She's just in such a tizzy over all our modern appliances.
Well, she's here. So.
Well, honey, I do think it's better for you to have somebody in the house with you all the time, even though she is sort of old-fashioned and all.
Good morning, Daddy.
Oh, hi, cutie pie. Hey, you got a new play suit.
Uh-huh, and it has a pocket, see?
Yeah, gee, isn't that something? I wish I had one.
How do you feel, Mommy?
I'm fine.
Do you think the baby will come today since she didn't come yesterday?
Well, I don't know, dear. Now, you go on down and start your breakfast.
Maybe it's just as well the baby isn't here yet, Mommy.
Why?
Well, you haven't decided on a name. Maybe the baby would feel terrible if she got here and he didn't have a name.
Well, by the time the baby arrives, I'm sure we'll have decided.
Are you two up yet? Oh, yes, yes, we're up, Aunt Martha. I'll be right down, dear. Well, there's no electricity in the kitchen. No electricity at all.
Oh.
Well, there was, but suddenly it just went off.
She's blown a fuse.
That's all right.
She had on both the fry pan and the toaster at the same time, I'll bet. I told her not.
All right, Aunt Martha, be right down.
Tonight on CBS Radio, enjoy another stimulating excursion into the world of current affairs. Hear The World Tonight and Eric Severide's news analysis. One follows the other regularly on most of these same stations. Now, both features provide real understanding of what is happening in the news. The World Tonight puts you in direct contact with ACBS newsmen overseas. These experts tell you what they've seen with their own eyes and what they've heard with their own ears. Now, complementing the actuality aspects of The World Tonight, Eric Severide's news analysis offers you the considered judgment of a man who knows world affairs inside out. So tonight, and every weekday evening on CBS Radio, probe beneath the surface of the news with Eric Severide, whose analysis of any news development lends insight into the story of our time.
Good morning, Aunt Martha. Did he find a fuse?
I don't know. He went down to the basement. How are you, dear?
Well, I'm fine. Bet you have no apron on, dear.
Do you think, dear, that maybe you ought to call the, you know, the OCTOR
doctor? You can't spell in front of her, Aunt Martha. No, I don't think I should call the doctor.
Yeah, all right. How's that? Try to get the light.
Oh, all right. No, try a different fuse, dear.
Well, now if you had a good wood-burning kitchen stove like we have at home, you wouldn't have to worry about fuses.
Well, I think I did tell you, Aunt Martha, you can't use too many electrical appliances at once. It gets overloaded. Especially the toaster and the fry pan at the same time.
Well, I think it's terrible when your life depends on electricity. I don't know how you cook when fuses blow out all the time.
No, they don't blow out all the time, Aunt
Martha. Good
morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Mr. Ride. I think 3 quarts will be...
Well, didn't expect to see you. Haven't gone yet, huh?
No.
Thought it was due Monday.
Yes, yes, Chippy, it was. Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. 3 quarts of milk, please, and some light cream.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it right here. Well, I hope I don't see you on Thursday, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Say goodbye, Betsy.
Bye. Well, I can't find any more fuses down here.
Well, I better go down in the basement and help your father, doesn't I?
How long are you going to visit us, Aunt Martha?
Oh, I don't know, dear. Until the stork comes.
Until the what comes?
The stork.
Mommy's not having a stork. She's having a baby.
Well, the stork brings the baby, dear. Drink your orange juice.
What do you mean, Aunt Martha, the stork brings a baby?
Why, yes, dear. The stork flies along carrying the baby and looking for your house. Then you'll wake up some morning and find you have a lovely little new brother or sister that he's left on your doorstep. Didn't your mommy and daddy tell you about the stork?
No. I don't think the stork has anything to do with it, Aunt Martha. Don't you know where babies come from?
But drink your orange juice, dear.
Babies come from a little seed that is planted.
Now, Betsy, not nice to talk about things like that.
Why?
Well, I think we got the right fuse. Oh, yes, I see the light again, so things must be working.
Mommy, wasn't it nice to talk about babies?
Really, I don't know what you've been telling this child.
Well, of course it's nice to talk about babies. Aunt Martha, I sure didn't mean that, dear. Now, Aunt Martha, with all due respect to you, we have done what we think is the best thing for Betsy. We've explained about
when babies. When I was a girl, we certainly did not discuss such things. And certainly not in front of children.
Well, times have changed, Aunt Martha, and psychologists feel now.
I don't think times have changed for the better.
Well, I hope that.
Well.
But, Pico, what's the matter now?
Your child doesn't know anything about the stork.
Stork? What is there to know?
Off there goes the fuse again.
Oh, what did you do now, Aunt Martha?
I just put in a piece of toast.
Well, but the fry pan was still on.
Oh.
I hope we got another good fuse.
I don't know. I'll go look. I never knew.
Well, that's a good example of what I mean when I say times have not changed for the better. And you can't repair the damage to little minds with just a new fuse.
Martha, please sit down. Let me cook the rest of the pancakes.
No, no, you sit right there and eat. That's why I'm here, so you get plenty of rest.
Go on, Daddy, read some mornings.
All right, let's see. Keith, Kendall, Kenneth, Kingsley.
Kingsley, that's a nice name.
Oh, no, no, much too fancy.
Well, yeah, I want a name that's a little fancy.
Ah, men don't like fancy names. I think a good, solid name like Robert or Edward or John or Charles or Butch.
No, definitely not. Pass the butter, please. I do not want a plain name. What if he's a writer, an actor, a diplomat? He needs a name that's unusual. Aldous Huxley. Winston Churchill, Somerset Maugham, Scott Fitzgerald.
You weren't planning to name my son Winston Churchill or Somerset Huxley.
You know what I mean. You should have a name that is distinctive, that when you see it or hear it, you remember it, dear.
The girl, I think we should name her Kathy.
Kathy, that's nice. Mm-hmm, Catherine, yeah.
No, just Kathy.
Well, I don't know, dear. You have to.
Of course.
Name.
I've always loved my name, which you could use if you wanted to. It's not really Martha, you know.
It isn't. What is your name?
Well, Father couldn't decide which name he liked best, Martha or Alma. So we just put them together. My name is really Martha Alma.
Martha Alma?
Yes, I think it's a beautiful name.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why the family has never called me by my full name. I tried to get them to, but they just didn't. So I just gave up. Father always called me Martha Alma.
Well, it is lovely, isn't it, dear?
Yes.
Well, I always liked it. And you may use it if you want to.
Well, I just... We'll certainly think about it, Aunt Martha Alma.
Yes.
Won't we, dear?
Very pretty name.
I don't like it.
Betsy, finish your pancakes, will you, dear? It's a lovely name.
Well, anyhow, it's going to be a boy. I just know it. It's got to be.
Well, if it's a boy, it should be named after your father.
Chauncey? Look, my dad has always hated his name.
Oh, Chauncey. Heavens, no, I'd rather name him after my father.
What? Are you crazy, Vivian?
It's an English name.
I don't
he was named after his grandfather.
Well, I don't think girls should have boys' names or boys' girls' names.
Right.
And anyhow, I think the father should choose the name if it's a boy. And I know your father would be so thrilled if you named the baby after him. Oh, there's something noble about Chauncey.
Now, look, Aunt Martha, Dad has never, never liked the name of Chauncey.
No, he didn't like it when he was little. But he does now, and he told me himself. So, though I shouldn't repeat it, that nothing would make him happier than to have a grandson named Chauncey.
He no, did? He did say that? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Well, now, maybe, how do you know he might not
be? I will not name him Chauncey. I will not name him Chauncey. Never, never, never. I will not.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh, sweetheart. No. Wait, sweetheart. Wait a minute, honey. No, darling. You feel better, honey. You want another hanky?
No, I'm sorry, dear.
No, it's okay, darling. Now, just stop worrying about the name, will you? We don't have to name him Chauncey.
No, I know. It's just that Aunt Martha gets me.
Yeah, I know, honey. Well, look, I got her here to be a comfort to
you,
too.
No, it isn't
too,
really Aunt Martha, either.
I know, darling. I know. It's just your condition.
It is not my condition.
It's not your condition, honey. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it's just getting on my nerves when everybody takes a quick glance at me and says, haven't you had it yet?
Yeah, I know, honey. No, well, I know. I guess I don't know, but I mean, I just...
Mommy, Daddy!
Yeah?
What's the matter now? Aunt Martha ran the dishwasher, and it's all making a terrible noise, and water's running all over the floor.
Oh, no. Come on.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You remember way back when in the old days, a day at home was a day alone. But now, thanks to radio, why, you can enjoy the brightest new tunes on programs like our Howard Miller Show, or meet interesting, fun-loving people from every corner of the country as they visit Art Linkletter's house party. 5 days a week on CBS Radio, Howard Miller and Art Linkletter come your way on most of these same stations, and they're a delight to hear. Every time they open up new avenues of entertainment, entertainment you can enjoy whether you're working at your household chores or stopping for a well-earned rest. So don't you let your daily routine get you down. You get in on the fun and the music with Howard Miller and be Art Linkletter's guest of honor on House Party. It takes no more effort than it takes to turn on the nearest radio. So you listen to Howard Miller and Art Linkletter 5 days a week, right here on CBS Radio.
When I called the appliance store, dear, and they're sending a man right out
now.
Yeah,
I know. Well, you better get a mop and mop up this floor. Look at
that. Why, that's causing more trouble.
No, you're not causing trouble, Aunt Martha.
Here, by golly. Look. Didn't you tell her not to put plastic things in the dishwasher? Look at this. And here. Look, it's a knife. A knife down in the bottom of the thing. That's probably what caused all the trouble. It got in the mechanism.
Now, never mind, dear.
Never mind.
I've done everything wrong.
No.
I only wanted to help.
You are helping, Aunt Martha. You are now. Don't stop crying, dear. Look, if it's a girl, maybe we will name it Marthalma.
Oh, you are sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, I'd better get a mop and mop up this water right away.
Chick, are you out of your mind? Look, I will not call any daughter of mine any Marthalma. Why do you...
She was upset.
Well, I'm upset, too. I mean, she's ruined the dishwasher.
No, she hasn't.
Why is everybody so cross? You said having the baby in the family was going to be fine.
It will be, dear. It will be.
I'll get the phone.
Daddy, what's all this about stork-spring babies? They don't, do they?
No, but I sure as heck wish they did. One thing about a bird, he sticks to his schedule. Rain or snow, he gets there when he's supposed to be there.
No, I'm still here, Eleanor.
Come on.
No, not yet. Still waiting, Eleanor. Yeah.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Ruth Gates, and Earl George. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. Listen again tomorrow at the same time to The Couple Next Door.